Hi, this is Gavin from FE News. Join me as we dream big. We're going to chat to a bunch of different experts who look to the future of what could the FE system of the future be? What is the future for further education, for work-based learning and skills, apprenticeships and employability? I'm here with Sally Dickett to dream big. What could the sector of the future be?
I think we've got lots of opportunities, particularly now with artificial intelligence and data analytics, to actually free up managers and teachers to themselves be dreaming big and looking at more creative ways of actually engaging with our students. So if I give you systems and processes tend at activate learning, as we've grown they've become more complex and the burden to feed them has become greater. I think if we now work together at streamlining them, so our HR systems, our finance systems, our estate systems and our student record systems are much more integrated, and it's literally once in provides all the data, that should free us all up to actually look at what we should be looking at, which is how to improve learning. We also spend time in the schools that are in our group to actually see where our young people are coming from, because that is the supply chain. And the students of the 30s and 40s are already in our schools. So we get a much better understanding of what they're bringing to us. Therefore, you can design that curriculum more to meet their needs. This can only be achieved if we free up some of the time our teachers have. In the future, it would be lovely to see much greater collaboration also with employers, so you have a fluidity of our teachers going into employment and employment coming in and actually working with our students, so you really get a sense of what the world of work is like, and our staff also get that sense much more. It would also be really good to have much better data on destinations. We know where our students go. It's very difficult to collect that data in 5 years' time. If the department is collecting it from the age of five and we then get it through our tax system about where people are going, we could then really design a curriculum that meets those needs, and we could get from those young people exactly what they would now like to achieve 10 years after being in college. So I think with big data, it's frightening, and with AI, it's frightening. But if we're thoughtful and we use it, we can reduce the workload on our teachers, we can improve the data we've got, we can make better decisions, but most importantly, we can redesign a curriculum that really meets the needs of young people. We can learn from schools, because schools are doing some fantastic stuff that we can bring into our colleges. And we can also use technology to both personalise learning. And that doesn't mean we stop teachers working with students, that's really important. But we can use technology more wisely, and we can then perhaps spend more money on well-being, both well-being for our staff and our students. So I think the future could be bright as long as we have the funding and we make intelligent decisions about the systems and processes we purchase.
And Sally, what are your views on having a more holistic, joined-up, collaborative sector, and also from government funding side, how that could be easier on the sector to be able to, you know, produce more for less type of thing?
I think we should collaborate more. If we did, we could actually get big players in the IT market to do products that are much more fit for purpose for us. So we do have an HR system. It's a commercial HR system, which doesn't speak with our student record system, which doesn't speak to our estate system. If the sector would come together, and I know there have been lots of really bad IT projects, and we'd have to do it advisedly, but it would be more cost effective, and we would all get a much better system, instead of all of us spending hundreds of thousands of pounds doing it ourselves. I think we also should have longer hours where young people are able to practice and be taught the skills they need. It's too short at the moment, particularly in FE colleges, because of the funding. And I think it would enable, particularly if we were collaborative with other colleges and employers, where our staff were enabled to go back into work, they could actually be very clear on the skills that are needed tomorrow. And that would be really helpful. So I think collaboration is the order of the day.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. why not click subscribe so you can be informed when the latest next individual podcast or podcast mini series from FE News are going to be released.